But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing, and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit.
Hello and welcome to episode 4, and as of yet unnamed episode of Insert Noise Here, I'm your host, Loki. I have with me my brother-in-law, who I assume, do you want an assumed name, or do you want to go by your real name? What'd you say?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Well, what's in a name anyway? Big in the news this week, of course everybody knows, an important person died this week. Duh, George Carlin. We all owe way more to that guy than you'll ever know. And one of the few times I've actually been affected by someone publicly dying like that. Sucks. But I'm sure he wouldn't give a shit. That's the wonderful thing about it, is that he wouldn't give a shit at all. He'd say, big goddamn deal. I'm fucking dead. I'll never know it. What do you think about that? Indeed. But we're going to play some songs intermixed with some more Carlin stuff. Shitty week in that. But the universe is going to go on forever. And for most of it, you're not going to have George Carlin. But maybe the rest of us can... Goddamn, I'm just getting stupid now.
The Magician.
Malignant Rockstar into thinking him an Egyptian sorcerer, and Rockstar has engaged
asked him to perform two feats of black magic.
Gentlemen, our future.
You will choose to stay at home, brother, for you'll be able to do everything you need from your potato couch. You'll be able to don your virtual helmet and experience the revolution on 360 degree all round CGI. You may choose to view as manga or Hanna-Barbera as the Hair Bear Bunch, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be brought to you by Apple Mac or PC World, with Nokia and Motorola providing SMS updates. The revolution will show pictures of hopefuls queuing overnight for the latest audition.
You've got a friend in me.
The revolution will be sponsored by Gap, the khaki and camo collection, and it will star me as you. You will play yourself, or Brad Pitt playing you, or you playing Brad Pitt playing you. The revolution will be smoked, snorted, injected, chased, or vaporized. It will be recorded on mini DV and kept in the pocket. The revolution will be digitized, then transferred to all available formats. It will appear on your favorite CD as the bonus track. You'll be able to procure it cheap on VHS, or pay a little bit more for the extra footage on DVD. Betamax will be available for the old school, who are more gun-shoe than gumshoe, with their shell toes and grips. The revolution will shoot from the hip. Revolution will be scratched, spun back and sampled as a loop. It will appear as the red button on your remote control. The revolution will operate a job share or flexi time option, so you can have it at your leisure, because the revolution will be digitized. The revolution will be permed, highlighted and set. They will have its own award ceremony, with the biggest winners unable to attend, except for via live satellite link, because of their current revolutionary commitments. The revolution will be a teacup in a storm, or a bottle in a message, or a door to a key. The revolution will always come with fries, because the revolution will be televised. The arteries in order to fit inside Ronald's Happy Meal box as the free gift. The revolution will have a new twist, sponsored by Levi, with a sticker campaign written in an illegible graffiti style font, because the revolution will be advertised, and pay-per-view will have a whole new meaning, brothers. The revolution will be available for Game Boy this fall, and Xbox and GameCube today. The revolution will be televised, will be televised, will be televised, brothers, because the revolution is alive.
Yeah, it's common sense. We gon' help y'all see clear.
Goodbye,
it's real hip hop music from the soul, y'all. Yeah, check it. Yeah.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
People got no respect for the brain dead?
6:32 p.m. Don't really know what to say. I've never been on a radio talk show before.
Something like 6:33 p.m. I had to go. I just pulled a tick off of my dog's ear. And what were you saying? Something about checking other nether regions? Because that's important, kids. It's summertime in the South here in the United States of America, in Tennessee. And we have ticks. And what's worse than ticks? All right, fine. Be that way. No shit. AIDS is worse than a lot of things. I mean, what's worse than ticks that's also tick-related?
Lyme disease.
God damn it. Ticks on your dicks. I was trying to be clever, but you kept, you know, coming up with real things. So we've been talking for a good minute, minute and a half, something like that. All right. We're going to do this thing also, the difference between American football and football. My brother-in-law here is going to do it as a British person, arguing the British side of things, which would be that football is football, not soccer. And football in America is not football, but handball.
Damn right it is.
All right, pretty good English accent.
Thank you.
All right. Personally, I'm a hockey fan. Hockey can kick the shit out of most English sports. In that, you use big Russian and Czech guys to come to America and win you gold medals. But, you know, what's the deal with football anyway?
Well, my beef is with football in the U.S. is I don't know why they call it football. They use your hands. You only kick it like once or twice. Why don't they call it handball?
Well, handball is something that child molesters play with tennis balls and other shiny objects to lure small children into their vans. They usually go to the YMCAs or civic centers or, you know, places like that where there's a brick wall that they can play handball at. And they lure small children into their vans that way.
Really?
No.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me when you grow up to be a man, when the girls I love at school are already pushing bread. I loved you then as I love you still. Now I put you on a pedestal, I put you on a pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't wanna change the world. I'm not looking for a New England, just looking for another girl. I love the words you wrote to me, but that was fucking yesterday. I can't survive on what you said every time you need a friend. Shooting stars, 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 I wish something. They're only sad that I've been wrong. They wish on spikes are where I wish. I wish, I wish it can. I don't wanna change the world. I'm not looking for a New England, just looking for another girl. I don't wanna change the world. I'm not looking for a New England, just looking for another girl. Looking for another girl. Looking for another girl.
Another girl. Test, test.
Test, test.
Okay, we're going to attempt something now. two very white guys who don't speak any other languages are going to attempt to speak another language. I'll go ahead first, okay?
Esto está hablando tan español.
Está así.
Mis perillas de puerta necesitan engrasar.
Está así, sí.
No, that's like.
Está así, sí.
Como un melocotón, los square pants del SpongeBob tienen tuercas cuadradas.
Está así, sí.
And if you understood any of that, then you speak this week's mystery language, Pig Latin. If you can translate any of that and would like to win the fabulous Insert Noise Here, No Prize, send your answers on a 3x5 note card to insertnoisehere@yahoo.com. That's Insert Noise Here, all one word, but don't write all one word. Just write Insert Noise Here as all one word at yahoo.com.
Too much for them here. They all think they're clean out of sight. And they're ready to party because the sun outside says it's wet t-shirt night. And they all crave some hot delight. All the girls are excited because in a minute they're gonna get wet. And the boys are delighted because all the titties will get them upset. And they all think they're really alright. It's wet t-shirt night, and they all crave some pink
t-shirt time again here at the Brasserie, home of the tits. And it's the charming Mary from Canoga Park up next in her bid for the semifinals. Hi Mary, how you doing?
Hi.
Where are you from?
The bus.
Which one?
You know, the last tour. You know, leather.
Oh, you were the girl that was stuck to seat 38 on Fido 3. Why don't you get in position now and take a deep breath? Because this water is very, very cold, but it's going to be so stimulating. And Mary's the kind of red-blooded American girl who'll do anything. I said
anything
for 50 bucks. That's right.
I really need the 50 bucks. You know, I got to get home.
Yeah, I know. Your father is waiting for you in the tool shed. That's right. You heard right. Our big prize tonight is 50 American dollars to the girl with the most exciting mammalian protuberances.
Here I am.
As viewed through a thoroughly soaked, stupid-looking, white sort of male person's conservative kind of middle-of-the-road cotton undergarment. Whoopee! And here comes the water.
No, you'd squeak more if the water got... Sounds like you just got an ice pick in the forehead. And here comes the ice pick in the forehead. Million laughs, Mary. Anyway, good golly, what a mess. She's totally soaked.
Totally, I love it.
Yeah, totally committed to the $50. That's it. Just step into the spotlight. Let the guys get a good look at you, honey.
Here I am.
What do you say, fellas? Nice of the jugs. Now, Mary, how's about shaking it around a little?
Ooh,
oh, my goodness, look at her go. Ain't this what living is really all about? Here's your $50, Mary.
Oh, great. Now I can go home.
Home is where the heart is.
On the bus.
Hey, I'm the first one to say it's a great country, but it's a strange culture. We got a strange culture. This has got to be the only country in the world that could ever come up with a disease like bulimia. Got to be the only country in the world where some people have no food at all and other people eat a nourishing meal and puke it up intentionally. This is a country where tobacco kills 400,000 people a year, so they ban artificial sweeteners. Because a rat died. You know what I mean? This is a place where gun store owners are given a list of stolen credit cards, but not a list of criminals and maniacs. And now they're thinking about banning toy guns, and they're gonna keep the fucking real ones! This is a place where alcohol ruins more lives than cancer, and everybody gets upset when some athlete gets hooked on cocaine. You know, Time Magazine and Newsweek, they put cocaine on the cover, but they put the liquor advertisements inside the magazine. It's the old American double standard, you know, say one thing, do something different. And of course, the country is founded on the double standard. That's our history. We were founded on a very basic double standard. This country was founded by slave owners who wanted to be free.
Drink, 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 hey! Drink.
that's the punk group with a song called Differential Geometry. Before that, you heard the Amino Acids, the great Subgenius bands, with a song called Slack Removal Machine. You don't want to have your slack removed, trust me. Coming next, some other stuff I'm finding on here. A band called Zolar X. I just ran across it. It's pretty groovy. I'm going to play some of that and a few other things here and there. So stay tuned.
Thought I'd write an overture, thinking they might call me sir. Started out in the key of E, when I realized that music was free. Light's a test for ages old.
That's gooder than shit. To use a local colloquialism.
Yep.
So, Mike, what would you like to say to the tens of people out there that perhaps may be listening, or more than likely are just fast-forwarding to this part?
I have no idea.
True words were never said, uttered, or felt by any poet throughout all time. What do you think of that?
Really?
No. Stephanie's here, otherwise known as the bearded lesbian catfish. She doesn't have a beard. She's not 100% lesbian. And I don't know what the catfish part is about. We just sort of ripped off another mic that we know and used that name. But if you're going to use a name, I think the bearded lesbian catfish is pretty good. I'd like to use it for myself.
But it's already taken.
Papa Dumbs. Anything else you'd like to say? A dead air, it's kind of, it sucks, so.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I hope my mom never listens to this, because she will never be able to look me in the eye again. She will stroke out. This isn't like this, this Spanish. This is improv.
I know, like, I have no idea what to say.
Don't say anything you want.
What was I saying? Este, asti, or something like that?
My cousin has come in to encourage us to partake in underage drinking. That's not gonna happen.
You can never go wrong with Jaeger bombs.
You can go very wrong with Jaeger bombs. You can. It's been done. That's why they're called fucking bombs. But I think I'm going to have an apple teeny and eat Indian food.
Revenge, raised on something, chaos created a couple.
singles bars. Have you noticed that singles bars all seem to think they have to have cute little names that end in S? Scamps, tramps, chaps, rumors, cahoots, bingles, buckles, bangles, jungles, bungles. I'd like to have a singles bar and call it Nipples and Dicks. A little truth in advertising. The Sperm Club. Snatch-O-Rama. Frankie's Fuckery. The Crotcheteria. Cafe Vagina, open all night.
I have to say, God bless you, wherever you are. Fred Pruitt. And George, may your carcass breed monsters.
Don't worry, it'll all make sense. I'm a professional.